Master.
Here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagold.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. Back to our regular format this week as we had, of course, our tribute show for the late Omero Parris and Sal DeRosa last week. So we have a lot to catch up on local, national, and international soccer news. We'll be joined at the top of the hour by Rochester Rhinos head coach Bob Lilley. The team's already had two preseason matches over the weekend. A lot of trialists being evaluated, and we'll see if they get in this match on Friday against Niagara, of course, with this major snowstorm coming in. With 1.5 feet of snow expected midweek, we'll see if that match still happens. We'll talk to Bob Lilley about that. We're also going to talk about the struggles for both the U.S. men's and women's national teams and the start of the MLS season with Michael Lewis and the wild world of the FA Cup. Boy, we're living up to its billing this year. And we'll talk about that in all of world soccer with Dick Howard. Let's bring in now, wearing his Rhinos cap, Joe Sirianni, our host of the show.
Good evening, everyone. And good evening, Andrew, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, I tried to keep my head warm and, wearing the emblem of the Rhinos for always a pleasure. But above all, it keeps my head warm and it makes me for hope, because my brains go with the emblem, and maybe we're going to have a great winning team this year. And we'll talk about Bob Lilley about this in the future. But let me tell you that it's with sadness that we lost two great people. And I attended both funerals and wakes. Both funerals, because I did not attend Sal DeRosa's wake. But it was very moving. It brought tears to my eyes. The Omero funeral was a tear buster because his grandkids did a heck of a job. And of course, Sal DeRosa, I went to Buffalo, and there was I saw Jim May over there. I saw Pero Cueto and many of the people that I got to know in Sal's family. And it is sad. It is sad to see a dear friend or dear friends go away from us. And we certainly are close to the family. We give to them our condolences. And soccer has lost two great people. Omero was very passionate in his belief, and Sal was a promoter from beginning to end. He brought many, many things to Rochester, including Gina Lollobrigida, which is perhaps one of the best things that ever happened to Rochester, to have such a beautiful woman come to Rochester and be part of the Lancers. I felt very, very proud, and I thank Sal and all his family for all the things that he did and all the sacrifice that they made in the name of soccer.
Definitely, and I got to know both of them in the last few years with the Rhinos and the Lancers reunions that we did, and Omero's great karaoke that he used to do at the Italian American Sport Club. And of course, he was a member of that 1963 championship team that started soccer, professional soccer, in Rochester. So again, we wish condolences to both of their families. But we have a lot of news to get to. We had a bit of news today. We had the Lancers announcing the first of their team awards, and the first award was the Faber Homes Community Service Award, of course brought to you by Faber Homes, one of our sponsors. Bernie Iacovangelo does so much for soccer, and this award is named after his business, and Gary Boughton was the winner of this year's Community Service Award, and we congratulate Gary, and looking forward to have him come back to the Lancers again next season. This week we'll be having the Rookie of the Year tomorrow, Defender of the Year Wednesday, Offensive Player of the Year Thursday, and Team MVP on Fridays. You can go to Lancers, ourlancers.com or rochesterlancers.com and see who wins the team awards for 2013-2014. So let's wrap it up the indoor season, Joe. We had the playoffs started, and the Baltimore Blast, defending champions, took care of Syracuse pretty handily at the On Center. 20-7 was the final there. They play tomorrow night in the second game, so it looks like Baltimore is going to be moving on. But Missouri was a surprise winner over Milwaukee. It was at Missouri, but it was a 20-6 game, so Milwaukee is their backs to the wall. That's where Coach Josh Wright for the Lancers is. Of course, he's a former Milwaukee player. He's there checking out the semifinals, and Joe and Sam and the Lancers crew are down, going to be in Baltimore tomorrow for the semifinals of that series. So moving into the playoffs.
Certainly interesting time in soccer, and indoor and outdoor. I mean, outdoor it's in the beginning, indoors at the end of their season, and certainly I'm sure that they're looking forward to the how to bolster next year's squad. And I would anticipate that there's going to be a lot of movement of players in the indoor arenas for next year. So I'm sure the same and the company are doing scouting right now, and they're doing planning and attend league meeting to see what's going to happen next year.
That's right. And so one of the key figures for that's still playing indoors is J.C. Banks for the Milwaukee Wave. And, of course, that means he's not here with the Rhinos yet. He'll be here once the indoor season is over. But the Rhinos did have two preseason games over the weekend. And most of the people are trialists. They're people that Bob Lilly is looking at. We'll talk more about him, about those players, when we get him on the air. But the Lancers, or the Rhinos, tied 0-0 against Syracuse and then beat Binghamton 2-0 on Sunday. And again, they're supposed to play this set Friday against the Niagara University Purple Eagles, and then go to Pittsburgh to play the Riverhounds down in Pittsburgh. In the only road preseason game. That's on Sunday, but again, I guess that's going to be weather permitting.
Yeah. Well, the season's almost here, and of course, and you know, even though looking out of the window and I see a little grass, you know, but I see a lot of mountains of snow besides that, and the weather forecast is not that great. They say that we're going to get another storm. Who knows what's going to happen, but we're in March, you know, and March is always on the crazy side, but April is just around the corner. So we just got to weather another 30 days, and then spring is here.
Well, let's hope it's
just like the new time is over here. I lost an hour of sleep, and I just know that I like that.
Yeah, but that means we're almost at full power, or we're full power for almost the entire show on the AM dial for AM 1040. Of course, 92.1 FM is always full power, and you can always listen to us on the internet at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com or WYSL1040.com if you want to listen to the station feed. We said April showers. Hope they're not talking about snow showers.
No,
let's hope not. Our other team, the Western New York Flash, they started their camp today, I believe, was the first day. They play against the University of Buffalo Bulls at Salem Sports Park on Friday. It's a ticketed preseason match, and all the tickets have already been sold. So
it's all in. It's an indoor facility for those people that they don't know. They got a full size soccer field, and that's regulation, and it's in the warmth of a beautiful building.
Yeah, let's hope that dome holds up with 18 inches of snow coming. But the Flash will also play West Virginia University next Saturday, the 22nd. It's at 3 p.m. And then April 5th, they're going to play in Syracuse. Half the game will be against Syracuse University. The other half will be against Colgate, and that'll be at 2 p.m. So there won't be any Flash preseason games here in Rochester this year, unfortunately. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But
the Flash will be
kicking off just about a month's time for April 13th against Washington. So
I think
it's right around the corner.
I think that they're exploring, Andrew, to draw more people and see the interest, because those venues are not too far away from us.
Absolutely. Well, the Flash, of course, they signed some new players. New Zealand International for the football Ferns, Emma Kete, Christine Edmonds from New Jersey played in Russia. Also Canadian Selenia Yacelli. Thank you. And of course, FC Barcelona, Spanish international Vicky Losada is going to be playing. So we have two Spanish internationals, Adriana and Vicky Losada. One player isn't going to be back. Vicky DiMartino is not going to be back this year. It was announced today on the Flash website. So some news there. And of course, we will be talking with Michael Lewis about the other big news that happened today. The U.S. women's national team losing to Denmark 5-3. The first time they've ever given up 5 goals in a game, ever. And it's really, Michael said, this is a wake-up call for the national team. And
well, they lost against Sweden as well, 1-0. So, I think that...
But the goalie played out of their... The Swedish goalie had one of those games where she couldn't be beaten. But this game, the U.S. just... They were down 3-0 in the first half. That's just uncharacteristic. So Michael Lewis will have more on that. We'll have to talk to him a little bit later in the show. But we're going to take our first break, Joe. We've got Dick Howard. Yes, we're going to talk about English soccer. I'm sorry. The FA Cup, there's some big matches, big surprises.
We're going to abolish us talking about English soccer.
Hey, Chelsea won 4-0, too.
That's why you want to talk about that.
Hey, they're first place. Come on, give me a break. It's been a few years. So, Dick Howard, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. We'll be back, or coming up next on the International Report here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Right here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Ongar-Air. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salins Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
March is here, and that means Rhino Soccer is back. The Rhinos continue their preseason schedule this Friday evening at Salem Stadium against Niagara University. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., and admission is free. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, specially brought to you this week by Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. The grand opening is today. It's in the Salvatore's location in East Irondequoit, 2055 East Ridge Road. The number to call to place your order is 544-2555. Or of course, you can go to salvatores.com. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
I'm getting hungry already, Andrew. I just love fish and chips. I've got to visit Arthur Treacher's when I come to Rochester.
How about macaroni? Don't you I thought you liked macaroni.
I love my pasta, but I also love my fish and chips, Joe. You should know that. Being an English.
I know that. I had to just put that out over there for people to know that you also like macaroni.
You I call love it pasta. I love Italian
I call
food.
It macaroni.
And there's that great Mexican place that we went to a few years back. It was right around the corner.
That's right, up in Toronto, yeah, on College Street. Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff, I tell you. But we're talking about Joe and I were talking in the break about English soccer, and you know, of course, I'm happy about Chelsea, but the FA Cup, boy, you know, it's lived up to its expectations this year. You've got Arsenal, you know, I think the clear favorite. You've got Hull City, who's never won anything, and they've won one trophy in their history. Then you've got the defending champions, Wigan, who are in the second division. And now you've got Sheffield United, a team that's won the Cup a number of times, but they're in the third tier of English soccer, and no mm-hmm. team from the third tier has ever won the FA Cup. So it's going to be a wild semifinal, Arsenal Wigan and Hull Sheffield United. And I know there's some very happy people in Rochester about Sheffield United. There's some fans of that club in Rochester, so they have to be ecstatic.
No, it's great, isn't it, when you get that these upsets.
Dick, before you comment on Andrew's remarks, please know that as I come in, he had a big smile on his face, and he proceeded to tell me Chelsea won 4-0. So how do you like that?
No problem.
I told
him
we're
going
to change our program. We're going to call it EnglishSoccer.com.
No problem.
No, fine
performance. And also Arsenal against, as you know, my team, Everton. Arsenal were just superb and fully deserving their win over, you know, Everton were just never in it. So it's going to be a good one because, as you say, you've got this situation now of playing Wigan, who had a fabulous result against Manchester City and just applied the same kind of system that worked so well in the cup final last time around and against the Blues. And it was a very fine performance by Wigan Athletic and Uwe Rosler, of course, a former Manchester City player. It's the manager of Wigan who beat Manchester City, so that was great. And Sheffield United and Hull, yeah, it could be, Andrew, you've got this whole City situation, Steve Bruce, and on the other bench, of course, Nigel Clough, son of a famous manager in English football, Brian Clough. So it's going to be some exciting times when the semi-finals come around because, of course, they're played at neutral venues at Wembley.
Well, it's not, I don't know how neutral that Arsenal-Wigan match is going to be, Dick. I mean, Arsenal, I think, will have a lot of fans there to support them. And
they don't have far to go in North London, do they, from where they are to Wembley Stadium, whereas the Wigan fans have got quite a hike.
That's true. And Arsenal, they've not won the Cup since 2005. It's been a long time.
They need a trophy. You know, it's a long time since Arsene Wenger was raising a trophy, and I'm sure he's got his eyes on this. And certainly, if they play as well as they played against Everton, they'll have no problems.
And that's going to be coming up in April. But, you know, whoever would have thought Wigan beating Manchester City at the Etihad. I mean, that's just incredible. If they can do it, you know, they're the cup holders. And this is their chance to play in Europe again, as it is for Sheffield United.
That's a great thing,
history.
Isn't it?
It'll be something special. Arsenal has some other issues to deal with. That is coming up on tomorrow. They have to go to Munich to play Bayern, but the last time they went there, they beat Bayern convincingly. So even though they're 2-0 down right now, it is not over yet. And Atletico Madrid, the other match tomorrow, will host Milan, and the Atletico's up 1-0, but they've had their troubles the last few weeks. So
I think it's going to be tough for Arsenal. If they can get the first goal, though, it really does open up the game. Certainly if Bayern get the opening goal, then it's basically game over. But they're just so efficient, aren't they? It's just like a Mercedes car. They're just so smooth. That win over Wolfsburg, 6-1 on the road. They're really playing some outstanding football under Pep Guardiola, and Arsenal will have to play out of their skins to get a result tomorrow.
But Joe, Milan's the only Italian team left in
well,
there. So.
You know, I'm hoping that they're going to be able to do better than they did in the league game, because they lost the game. You know, they lost the game that they needed to win just for the self confidence and stuff like that. But you know, football is football, and at the end of the day, you know, anything can happen.
In the final analysis, all those words we use. But you're right, Joe. You know, Milan get an opening goal. Balotelli plays a superb game. They defend as Italian teams can defend and don't allow anything for Atletico Madrid, and they could create an upset. So don't count them out. Yeah, that's very finely balanced, and it will be a great atmosphere at the stadium for that one. And you probably put your money on Atletico Madrid because they've done so well this season under Diego Simeone.
The thing to remember, everybody listening, is that these matches will start an hour later than normal because Europe is not yet on daylight savings time. So these matches will start at 3:45 Eastern time. So they'll be on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2. On Wednesday, PSG will be going through the motions, I think, against Bayer Leverkusen. They're up 4-0 and playing in France. Barcelona and Manchester City, a very interesting game there, Dick, with Barcelona has a 2-0 advantage, but both teams, we already talked about Man City losing. Barcelona suffered a shock loss over the weekend as well. So neither one of these teams are playing
what
that well right
that
now.
Was, yeah, against Real Madrid. We're right down at the bottom of La Liga. But Manchester City, I'm sure they're regretting that late goal that they conceded, because if they'd only you know, giving up the one goal, then they're in with a chance. But I think it's going to be tough come now in trying to get, you know, the three goals that are needed. But you never know. You know, it's a fine line at times, but I think it's just going to be a bit too much beyond them. But to PSG, no problem at all against Bayer Leverkusen. What a magnificent performance in that opening game, wasn't it?
They're going to be
Ibrahimovic and company
favorites.
Are on fire.
It's going to be interesting to see if they. I think I said they should be going through with no trouble there. So, but these are the games where all the road teams won their initial legs. Mm-hmm. So now these teams all have the advantage at home playing in the second leg. So,
yeah.
So, Joe, we were also talking about Juventus being well out in front in Serie A. Of course, they're in the Europa League now because they finished third in the Champions League group stage. But looks like there's another Scudetto not too far away.
Well, I'd like to say that I agree with you, but you know, I'm not putting all my chips in one place yet because. The season is still got to go another couple months, and you know, you never know what happens. So,
yeah.
I'm glad.
Who do you fear the most, Joe? Who do you fear the most, as Napoli or Roma?
I think that the way Napoli is playing right now, I think probably Napoli, because you know, they beat Roma yesterday, you know, pretty well, and you know, I think the Napoli's got the more chances, more vigor.
Yeah. I would disagree there, because the top two go through, don't they? And then the third place team has to have a qualifier of Serie A. But no, Juve are just incredible. They just, as I say, rarely giving up goals. You know, they're so tight at the back. Gigi Buffon, we've talked about him this season, but he's certainly showing his mettle these days. And
well, the game
I don't see
Spain,
having any problem at all, Joe.
The game against Spain, he didn't look too good when the ball went right underneath him. You know,
I tell you what, as a goalkeeper, it's the most vulnerable part of the keeper because, you know, by the time you get down to block those low shots that often pass you, you've often got to use like a hockey goaltender, like a kick save almost at times. But it was a difficult one from close range, and as I say, as a goalkeeper, I fell for him because they are difficult just to deal with.
Yep. And one last thing, Dick. The MLS started over the weekend. The two of the three Canadian teams are in action, and Vancouver certainly made Michael Lewis's day a little bit difficult with a 4-1 win. Kenny Miller with a pair of goals, and Carl Robinson, his first victory as a head coach. But Montreal, though, didn't have as much luck. They lost 3-2 in Dallas. So Toronto, though, had the week off. They will open up Saturday in Seattle. Boy, what a the toughest place to play. It's going to be on NBC Sports.
It's not going to be
Network.
Easy. Jermaine Defoe had his first training session with the team today. He flew in yesterday from London and was very positive, looking forward to the season. But he's still got a few injuries, you know, with regards to some of the players that he was counting on to be in the starting lineup. So if they can get a result, buy a result, at least a tie in Seattle, it'll be great. But Seattle are not an easy team to get a result against. You know, those fans are just fanatical there, aren't they?
They certainly are.
It won't be an easy start for Toronto FC.
And Seattle won in Kansas City by Chad Barrett, former Toronto FC player Chad Barrett, scoring the only goal in the 94th minute.
Let's hope, Dick, that history does not repeat itself with Toronto, because Toronto doesn't need, you know, any adverse things to happen since, you know, based upon what's been happened to them right along. I mean, they need to have a winning season. They need to have a result to recapture the fans and the enthusiasm.
Yeah. There's certainly a lot of excitement, Joe, at the moment. They capped the season ticket sales at 17,000. They all sold out, and there's been a lot of interest, a lot of coverage in the papers. And, of course, the $100 million deal, you know, with bringing top players to the club, and that's hopefully going to manifest itself with the team getting to the playoffs. But as the coach was saying, you know, it's early days, and there's still some players that are not 100% fit yet. So we'll see what transpires in Seattle. But certainly a tough game to start off the MLS season.
It's a long season, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes, Dick. Well, thanks very much for being with us as always, and hopefully you guys won't get too much snow up in Toronto. We're supposed to get a foot to a foot and a half on Wednesday.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I know. It's the winter that doesn't want to end. So, but
spring is
all
just
the best,
upon
guys.
Us.
Anyway, enjoy the games tomorrow.
Thanks, Dick. Hey,
thanks.
Have a good one.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
And watches the ship. That goes
sailing. Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL.
Avon Rochester.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarier. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
March is here, and that means Rhino Soccer is back. The Rhinos continue their preseason schedule this Friday evening at Salem Stadium against Niagara University. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., and admission is free. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and the Rhinos have already played two preseason games and will be hopefully playing on Friday, depending on Mother Nature, against Niagara, 6 p.m. kickoff. And joining us now is the returning head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, it's pre-admission for the match on Friday, 6 p.m. against Niagara. And, of course, the season opener at home is on April 27th, Sunday at 4 o'clock against the Charleston Battery. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your season tickets. Bob, good evening. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hi, Bob. How are you? Let me ask you this. Did Pat give you the key to put the roof over the stadium so you can protect the surrounding and put the heat on?
I wish. It's been so cold and the snow. And last week we trained Monday through Thursday at TSE. And then so the first time the guys were outdoors and on the big field was Friday when we played Syracuse. So, you know, fortunately we were able to train Saturday and play Sunday. And, you know, hopefully we'll see what happens Wednesday. But I know they're calling for a lot of snow.
Andrew said we're going to get insurmountable snowstorm. That's what he said.
Well, what I was saying, Bob, is that you might, for the aerobic exercise for the team, we can just have them shovel the field.
You know, I thought about that before the first week. I thought maybe that's a good way to get him in shape because I wanted that field cleared. So, but it was so cold. At least the weather has become a little bit more tolerable in terms of temperature, but... it's been a tough winter here for sure.
Bob, tell us a little bit about what you saw so far, and the prospect, and tell us what you saw on the field.
But I'll tell you what. I mean, I knew we would struggle Friday. Just all new guys. We only played seven contract guys, and I don't think we played. It's a good group, and I thought Syracuse outplayed us, and, you know, it ended 0-0, but I knew we can pass it better. We could have played better even though it was our first day, but I think they grew right off of that. You know, Saturday we had a good training session, and we looked very good yesterday when we played Binghamton. You know, a lot of improvement just with 3 days outdoors, so... I think we're going in the right direction. Certainly some of these guys stood out. Minvu, I thought, showed a lot, especially yesterday. You know, one of the contract guys. You know, Roseland and Roseboom were steady both games. Some of the trialists have done very well. So some of those guys, if they haven't, you know, we're trying to get a couple of deals done now. Alex Dixon did very well for us, who'd been 3 years with the Houston Dynamo. We're working on some of those contracts, and then, you know, some of these trialists will look to sign after this week if they continue to do what they're doing. But considering we're still waiting for, you know, Luzinaris is out. Steven Pienaar just showed up last night. Obasi's still out injured, and J.C. Banks is playing indoors. That's four of our, you know, those may end up being our four best attacking pieces still haven't, you know, played with us in the preseason. So I think there's a lot of upside with this group. I'm pretty excited. You know, it was good to see the improvement from Friday to Sunday. We were much better 2 days later, you know, but for some of the guys just getting used to the surface, you know, and the big field, you know, that was our first day out on Friday.
You mentioned Matt Luzinaris, and Joe and I were there when Matt suffered that terrible broken leg early on in the season. And how's he looking? Is he fully recovered, and is he ready to go this year?
He's training. I mean, but he's it's tough for me to say, but you know, he's probably at 50% right now. You know, he's not playing full out. You know, we're hoping in a month's time he's going to be getting pretty close. I mean, it's going to be tough for him, but, you know, every day he looks a little bit better. He trained, you know, as a neutral player, you know, in exercises and did a lot of the technical stuff. You know, he's not cleared for game contact, and he won't be here for a while. But, you know, he wants to be back for Orlando. He had played there previously on April 5th. I think that will be difficult, and we're not going to rush him until he's ready. But it's good that he's out there training and, you know, showing progress daily. So, but he's got a long way to go. I mean, realistically, you know, he's not going to highly doubtful that he'll be playing on in our first game on April 5th.
What about, you know, my George Kyriakis? What's his status?
Well, we didn't bring George back. You know, I think for me, we brought four players back. There were a few others we talked to, but we're looking to have more pace in the back. And so George isn't, you know, he's not in the plans. I mean, you know, I talked with him a little bit about getting involved, you know, with possibly helping with coaching, and he still was interested in playing. You know, I'm not sure where he's at with that at this point, but for us, you know, we don't have plans to bring him back this year.
Well, another area where the Rhinos had a hole is certainly in the nets with the loss of Christian Nisch. So I know John McCarthy is a rookie keeper that the Rhinos have signed, but he is out with an injured finger. And Brandon Miller is trying to make the team. I mean, is there any other plans to bring in any more goalies to try out?
Yeah, well, John McCarthy is signed, who was at our first combine. He was in training camp the whole time with Seattle Sounders. So we picked him up and signed him. And then we're also getting Louis Softner, who's been with New England Revolution the last 2 years. So we have two very good young keepers that I think are good enough for our league and have a lot of upside. I mean, I'm excited. And those two, you know, are who we're looking at primarily. And we will have a third keeper, which could be Brandon, but, you know, we're still looking at adding a third keeper. Because even if when you have three, you know, you can have an injury and you still have two. You know, if New England came up with injuries and called Louis Softner back, you need to have a third on the roster. So we will carry three keepers this year.
So, hey, Bob, I just got a text message from one of our listeners. They wanted me to ask you about Mauricio Salas.
Well, I mean, I'm very familiar with Mauricio. I've seen him for many years in the outdoor game and indoor game. And, you know, he's obviously expressed an interest. I feel we have better options. My teams have played against Mauricio in the past. I know he's been in Rochester in the past. And, you know, it's not the right fit for us in terms of our team. And, you know, certainly Mauricio is a good player and has certain attributes that may be the right fit for a particular coach or a particular team. But he's not in our plans, you know, in terms of building this team going forward.
Bob, when do you think we'll know from the Revolution who they may be sending down to play with the Rhinos this year?
Well, Louis Softner is one of the players. Like I said, is a goalkeeper. Went to Indiana University. He's been there for a couple of years. He's been there number three. A very good keeper, you know, and he needs games, you know, and I think he's ready to compete. But, you know, we've had good talks with New England, and they're comfortable. You know, I've said those players, you know, we want to make sure they understand that they're going to have to compete. I'm building a strong team, and I can say that Alex Sunley's coming in tomorrow as well. who was drafted by New England, went to Cal University, a very good soccer program. He and Louis show up tomorrow. We'll probably get a third within the next week or two. It's expected to be Josimar Sanchez, who played for Ray Reed at UConn. Very technical, athletic right back. Suddenly is a defensive midfielder. Well, he's a central midfielder, has played both defensive and attacking. So, you know, it's three good young players that, you know, certainly will be given the opportunity to come in and compete. But my mindset going into the year was we're going to have a good enough team that, you know, young guys that maybe aren't quite good enough to play regularly or aren't quite there yet at the MLS level shouldn't be necessarily coming down and automatically walking into the lineup. If we do a good job with our players, then, you know, they're going to have to come in and compete. And we all know some young players come in and are ready to play right away with all the teams I've had, and some it takes a little bit more time. But, you know, we want to be solid as a team, and I think it's an indication of how strong our team is looking right now that the New England players, even though they're signed to MLS contracts, and obviously New England has bright hopes for those players, they're comfortable that those players are still going to have to come in and compete for jobs. So that's our feeling on that.
Well, Bob, we look forward to hopefully seeing you guys in action on Friday against the Niagara University Purple Eagles. It's going to depend on Mother Nature, but I know you guys also have a match scheduled with Pittsburgh down in Pennsylvania on Sunday, so we'll certainly be looking at the result of that and see how the team's coming along, and looking forward to that season opener, and I'm looking forward to calling the games with Mr. Giuliano this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to getting this snow gone and getting the outdoor team on the field and enjoying a nice summer at Salem Stadium.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm excited too, and I'm excited about this team. So hopefully we'll get to play Friday and can have a good performance. It's going to be a big test for us down in Pittsburgh because it's pretty early, but that should give us a gauge of where we are and where we need to go.
Okay, Bob, thanks very much. We'll definitely be on again in the near future to talk more about the team as we get closer to the season opener.
Great. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Ciao, Bob.
Rochester Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly. And again, the Rhinos in action on Friday, 6 p.m. kickoff. Free admission at the stadium against Niagara. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the U.S. women's and men's national teams and the start of Major League Soccer. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for the second straight year. 2014 through 15. 2015 Lancer season tickets are now on sale for just $150. And if you are one of the first 25 fans to place your season ticket order before March 14th, you'll receive free parking, a Lancer's replica jersey, and two additional ticket vouchers. Call 872-KICK to purchase your tickets today. The Lancer's will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how's the things going in New York?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you, gentlemen?
Is it warm over there?
It was playing around with about 50 degrees today, and I wasn't going to argue with that.
Oh, that's good. But, boy, it's been a rough few days for the teams that you cover. It was an absolute shocking result today in Portugal with the U.S. women losing to Denmark by a 5-3 count. Of course, the U.S. did give up a goal, like a breakaway goal at the very end, so it was really 4-3, if you want to count it that way. But still, it was just a terrible result for the U.S., and fortunately, it's well before World Cup qualifying, but I was shocked. I've never seen a scoreline like that for the U.S.
Hopefully, it's a wake-up call for the United States. Yes, it's in a tournament, but it's not in the major tournament that the U.S. is preparing for, and that would be the Women's World Cup in 2015, and the U.S. still has to get through CONCACAF qualifying. The five goals, by the way, that the U.S. gave up was the most ever in U.S. women's national team history in almost three decades of play, which is astonishing when you think of that. I've always thought of the U.S. women as the Brazil of women's soccer, in that there are great expectations, and anything less than reaching the final, if not winning a championship, would be considered disappointing. And quite frankly, today's result, whether it was 4-3, 5-3, whatever, it was a disappointing result. I did not have a chance to watch it, so I can't comment on the individual plays or goals, but just imagine if Brazil lost 5-3 to another national team. Denmark isn't a bad side, but I don't consider them one of the best women's teams in the world. And if this doesn't wake up the U.S. team, nothing will. Sorry for my soliloquy. I remember the last time when the U.S. women barely got into the 2011 Women's World Cup because they had to go to a special qualifying match with Italy. They can't afford to be in that situation this time around. I know it's only March, and it's a long time to go, but like I said, I hope it's a wake-up call.
Definitely. And the men, was I think the men really were in a no-win situation against Ukraine. I mean, with what's going on politically in that country, the match being moved to Cyprus and pretty much in front of an empty stadium, I mean, Ukraine wins it 2-0. But, you know, there's a lot of things I'm sure that Coach Klinsmann will look at. And before we get to the send-off series, where the U.S. will be playing against Azerbaijan, they'll be playing against Nigeria, and try to find the third team they're playing against Turkey. So I'm sure Bob Turgut, our good friend, will be very excited to see Turkey. They're playing at Red Bull Arena, so I'm sure he'll make the trip. But the Coach Klinsmann will certainly have some work to do over the next couple of months to prepare the men for the World Cup.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, again, I know it's only a friendly, but players are battling for a position on the team, and I think the team has to play better. It's one thing to lose 2-0. It's another thing to lose and looking, working hard. I saw the game. I saw some of the grades as well too. And when players are barely getting fours and fives, that says a lot, and rightfully so. I know we don't have the time to go into some of the plays, but get that one out of the system and move forward. But yes, Jürgen Klinsmann definitely has some work cut out and a lot of thinking to do over the next several weeks, if not months.
Mike, the reason that you saw for the women team losing, what do you attribute that to?
That's a good question. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't see the guy. I was not in a position to see the game at all. So I hope it's not overconfidence. I know they had a couple of players who did not have a lot of the international experience, at least senior level in the lineup. I'm hoping it's unusual and fluke plays more than anything else, because there are, even though this is the cream of the crop in the U.S., there are another level of talented players who would love to get a crack at playing for the U.S. women's national team. The scary thing about it is that, the U.S. had won the Algarve Cup 8 out of 11 times, and not that, well, I guess we kind of expected, but you have to remember, playing for the national team is a privilege. It's not a gimme, and if the players aren't up to do it, like I said, I think Coach Tom Cermani has to define replacements.
That's right.
I think he's going to be looking. I'm sorry, go on.
The other big news of the weekend, the Red Bulls, that did not do very well. We talked to Dick earlier because he was very happy, of course, that the Canadian side, Vancouver, won their first game at home, but it was not a good result for the Red Bulls, 4-1 dropping a decision to the Whitecaps.
They looked disjointed. It looked like they were playing together for the first time. The defense was awful. On the positive side, Lloyd Sam played well on the right side of midfield. Luis Robles, their goalkeeper, could not be faulted on any of the goals. And that's about it. I mean, I was stunned the way they played, and it got worse as the game went on. And, yes, they did not have their best central defender, Jameson Olave. They did not have Thierry Henry, because both of those players cannot play on artificial turf. It does a job on their legs. But saying that, if they're the supporter shield, if they're supposed to have all this depth we've been hearing about, that I've been writing about, they've got to have a better showing. Again, I can accept a loss on the road. Vancouver's a middle-of-the-road team somewhere in the league. But, man, 4-1 season opener, their worst season opening loss ever, and we're talking 19 years. I'm not ready to hit the panic button by any means, but I'm concerned about a number of players, particularly the central defenders who were in there, Ibrahim Sagaya and Armando. Sagaya, I haven't been a big fan of since he joined the team last year. I think he's a mistake-prone player, but for some reason he survives on the team. I know we're running out of time. I'll keep my mouth shut.
you always keep a good eye on the clock, Mike. We appreciate that. And we appreciate you being on the show, as always, and we'll talk more next week. We have the Red Bulls opening up at home against Colorado on Saturday, so that should be a lot of news from that match, I'm sure. So have a good week, and hopefully you don't get snowed in like us.
I hope you guys get out of that as soon as possible. As always, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Have a good one, huh?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.
Have a good night.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Before we go, we want to make one more thing, mention of one thing. We want to congratulate Rochester's Jordan Allen. He became the second Rochesterian, native Rochesterian, to play in Major League Soccer, coming in at the end of the Real Salt Lake 1-0 win over L.A., getting in a couple of minutes. So his first one since Brian Bliss to play. Of course, we don't want to forget about a Ukrainian connection, yeah. Dima and Yuri and Alexei Korol, but they were not native Rochester. Of course, all three of them also played in Major League Soccer. Right. So congratulations to Jordan. Hopefully we'll get him on the show a little bit down the road and talk to him about his experience with Real Salt Lake.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. And that's going to about do it for our show tonight. I want to thank, of course, Bob Lilly from the Rochester Rhinos head coach. Rochester Rhinos in action Friday at 6 p.m. against Niagara. Weather permitting, go to rhinosoccer.com to get all the latest information on that match. We'll see what happens with the snowstorm if we get that match in. But, again, rhinosoccer.com to check that out. And this has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis down in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Yeah.